We left the Messiah of Yishuv and Levi, but we have shifted dramatically to Yosef. The typically the other words still the mess mahachar right to share a mess what I let make a chilas depending on rice. The Messiah of Yishuv and Levi, the other of Yishuv and Levi, the divrei hamachshir ba. And the Amashir Mashir Athilabrah Sulim, the Vaya Paisal Paisal Athilabrah Shair. So this we've spoken about already, that Rav Gamliel holds Nemenes, it's not Machalik, which way there's a right, and Rav Yeshua who holds Eden Nemenes, it's not Machalik, which way there's a right, the right is not Machriyah. The right is not Machriyah, so we explained yesterday why is the right not Machriyah. Rav Gamliel, because they echad them and bisurim holds true even with his right. Rav Gamliel is fine. Rav Yeshua says eino nemenes, that we had a problem yesterday. Why eino nemenes? I did a right, but that we didn't have a clarkite in why eino nemenes. Right? The suggestion yesterday. I don't know that somebody said something yesterday. I don't know. Anyway, so that's the way we were there. Now we come to the new machlokes. I'm ready. The divrei hamachshir ba machshir bebita, the divrei hapaisel ba paisel bebita. Gechinen holds that the din of the blood is the same as the din of the mother, and our discussion of the Magen Mishnah the other day was all based on this. And Rabbi Elazar in there, the divrei hamachshir ba paisel bebita. Amar Rava, my Talmidei Rabbi Elazar. Very much this far. Bishlami Ivi is Lo Chazaka de Kashu. Bita less Lo Chazaka de Kashu. So the Gemara here says the Farish that like Rebbe Eliezer, the reason you believe is because you have a Bari plus a Chazaka, Cheskus Kashu. Mashaykh the daughter. The daughter has no Cheskus Kashu. So maybe the daughter is not believed. So what does Rabbi Yechinen hold? Rabbi Yechinen holds, not this Rabbi Yechinen holds that just like the mother is kosher, the blood is kosher. Why? Why, just like the mother is kosher, the blood is kosher? So we've learned so far, we've gone with only one mahalach in the Gemara, that was the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says his whole thing that the blood of Minatayr is a shtuki, and the shtuki is really believed, and Hamnu Rabbanim is Rabbanim, the whole shtuki is still Rabbanim, and Hamnu Rabbanim is Rabbanim. That's the way we've learned the sugya so far, basically, in order that it not be confusing, we stuck with one shot in the Gemara, and eight of them be two, which is leaving out of yourself, and the blood is a separate cheshbin of Hamnu Rabbanim B'drom. However, now we have to start with the second mahalach, and the second mahalach is more, the truth is more of the, I think, more Rishayim hold of the mahalach we're going to discuss now, and it becomes more a little more involved in this subject. The other mahalach, which when we learned the Mishnah, I told you that Rabbi Kivayga says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kivayga learns that the reason Rabbi Gamliel says the bari is believed is because it's a bari plus the chesed kash. Just like in the previous Mishnah, bari plus chazaka works. So Rabbi Gamliel holds nemenes, it's a bari plus the chazaka. Why? So there's a phrase which is places says in Kiddushin to explain L'divrei HaMachshir Ba Machshir B'Dita. That phrase is that Cheskes Eim Mahani Labas. These four words, Cheskes Eim Mahani Labas, already the whole issue which we're going to discuss. What it means, Cheskes Eim Mahani Labas. Now the word means that the mother is the bari plus the chazaka. What chazaka does the mother have? What's the mother's chazaka? Cheskes kasher, she was born a kasher. If she was born, she's allowed to marry a kasher. So we assume it didn't change. What about the baby? The baby had a cheskes kasher. No? When the baby is born, the baby is a suffolk immediately at the moment of birth. So the baby has no cheskes kasher. The baby has no cheskes kashrus, so why does the Gamliel say nemenes? It's the bari without a chazaka. If you hold that the reason Rav Gamliel says the merit is because it's bari plus chazaka. So then why, like a child, is the bari without a chazaka? But the Madiyamar says cheskes ein mahani lebas holds. You have to think about this, if it makes sense to us. Cheskes ein mahani lebas means that the mother's chazaka paskins l'kavi the child. Since the mother has a cheskes kashrut. And that cheskes kashrut causes a psak, an assumption that the person she was mezana with was a kosher. So it therefore follows if cheskes ein paskins she was mezana with a kosher, mahani labas for the pas also we assume that to what she was mezana with was a kosher, and the name of the child is a kosher. So this is the sheet of Taisus in Kiddushin. Yishmaita calls the sheet of Rambam. Yishmaita calls it the Ran. This is the Rambam, the Ran in Taisus, that holds that cheskes ein mahani labas, that the mother's chazaka helps with the child, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says no, cheskes ein way mahani labas. Why should the chazaka of the mother help with the bad? Is it something logical? Or is it just a din? The physical fact. Mother of Kasha, the daughter. Daughter of Kasha. Yeah, but it's easy to say the mother was a zana with a Kasha, we got to be her. We got to be a child, you say a pup. So therefore, what? So the point is that it's a theorist, so it's a din. It's a halacha that whatever goes to the mother should go for the child, to be consistent. Or is there some logic to it? Let's say there would be no such din that a woman becomes asur because of the bia. Then would you still say the same thing?
We're already going and saying the bia is not asur, meaning it doesn't ask. The bia didn't ask for the mother, and the issue is because of the same thing. The issue is because of she would be asur because she was designed with someone who was because of who she was designed with, and the child would be asur because of who she was designed with. The person has to be the same thing. If we're going to go and say that she wasn't designed with someone who popular as a woman, well then the child can't be the child of a unit with someone.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What happened? If you have a woman who's a grusha, she had a get, nothing to do with the story. She's married, she got a get, and now she's a single grusha. Could she marry Kaya?
No.
And now, Ruam is American. Now we see that she's miyachid with somebody, or she's pregnant from somebody. Just like the chazaka paskins that she's kosher, the paskins that the child is kosher. Oh, 1 minute. In this case, she's not kosher. She's a grusha anyway. She's a grusha from yesterday. What?
Exactly.
But we're never going to paskin on the mother that you're kosher to a kain. There's never going to be such a stuff. Because she's kosher to a kain regardless. So now, we just say cheskes ein mahani labas. Based on the way you explain it. No. No. It's not. And you argue the same thing. The way you were explaining, we just say cheskes ein mahani labas. Okay. There's no contradiction. Something illogical about it. If the woman is a grusha, we're going to pass the child. What's the child's role? That's what it's called. The woman's a grusha, the kid will be a man. So was that a grusha? Huh?
Yeah.
You agree it's not logical to say it's a matter of the mother's kedusha on that. Now, if that is true that that's not logical, then the question comes back. How do you explain Cheskesei Mahari Labat without coming up with this result that you're ending up with something that's not logical? But there is no Pesach in the child, so we just don't know. Not knowing can't pass it to another case. Knowing, if you have a psak, it could extend to another case. The child is a suffix. So in the passing, that's a suffix to the mother. The suffix is not a psak. The chazaka was saying, what is chazaka? That it never changed. It stayed the way it was originally. The mother, when she was originally born, was a kasha. So she has a chazaka. The child, from the first minute the child was born, he was a suffix. And the child never had a chazaka. So what we're saying now is it's a given that Rabbi Yechanan, according to what Shmaita calls Rav Rishayim, Rabbi Yechanan Hall, Cheskesei Mahari Labat. So we have this account of that for Allah. But we have to struggle a little to understand the svara of how Cheskesei Mahari Labat, it's just, they say, dinazah. It's a halacha, that's it. It's in a chazaka. Someone prays a chazaka, else for someone else. Maybe it's just a rule. It's a rule. We don't like to do that. We try to understand the svara to the rule. The svara. That's right. Chazaka means it didn't change. In the subject in the first minute, that means there is no chazak. Huh? Why is there spectator? It's only one topic, who's the father of the child. Right. Father kasher is kasher, father is kasher. The stipler wants to suggest that if you hold Cheskesei Mahari Labat, you hold the chazaka as a bearer. When we have chazaka on that test, I told you that the makar of chazaka is exerted to kasuf by mitzayrus. By tzaras, we assume that tzaras stays the same until the moment you see a change. That if somebody is in a house and they see a tzaras, we assume that the tzaras stays the same until the very last minute. We said that it's not a svara. It's not svara to say that it stays the same. It's the Hanhaga. The Torah says, if you don't know what to do, assume it stayed the same. Is there any svara that it changed the last minute? I don't think there's any logical reason to say it changed. It could have changed any minute. No logical reason to say it changed later, not earlier. Right? If you had a tzaraas that was a certain size, you come back a week later, it's a different size. Halacha requires that we assume it changed at the end. Why? It could have changed any time. But that's chazak. That's very chazak. So Pashuk Shan Chazaka is, the Chazaka is not a mirror, the Chazaka is just the way we behave. We don't know what to do, we go according to Chazaka. Stipler says that if you learn Chazaka is a mirror, the Chazaka somehow it makes sense, it's something logical to say, things stay the same. So then, it makes sense, Cheskesei Mahari Labat. Cheskesei gives us a logical reason to say that things didn't change. The logical reason to say that things stay the same. And as long as we say logically they stay the same, if it's a logic, so then we always try to say that no change took place. So therefore we say she was designed with a kosher. And she was designed with a kosher, so that would affect the child. The child would also be a kosher. So that if you accept this thing which is a psyche, then chazak is a bearer, then, or it works like a bearer works, then we could say, okay, if it's mevar there, it's mevar for the child too. Right, that's the way the disciple wants to learn the Mahdi Amr, well, that's the same Mahdi Labar. And if the Chazak is mevar, if it's mevar the truth, then that truth is true for the child as well. This is all Shitas, we're calling it Rambam, Taisus, and Duran. All the Shitas, Taisus, and Kedushin, Rambam, and Duran, and Hokas, to say Mahani Labas, that somehow it worked from the aim for the Bas, and I think we need to be convinced of it, but that's, for my sense, the Shita. Borrowing would help. The second Shita is Shita's Rashi. It's clear, not from Rashi in our Sugya, but from a Rashi in Kiddushin, that Rashi does not hold Chet to say Mahani Labas. Rashi does not hold Chet to say Mahani Labas. And the case where Rashi says this is the case of Yanai HaMelech. You have to follow the case because whoever explains the sugi explains it based on the mice of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai was a king regarding whom there was a suffix if he was a kosher. First you have to know that to be a king you have to be a miyokas. Apostle is not kosher to be king. Any psul yichus is possible to be a melech, it's a kerev hakosher. A kerev achecha. A mufkosh of achecha. It has to be from somebody who's a full ach and all yanam of yichus. Yanai's mother had been a shvuya someplace along the way. There was a rumor, there was a coil, that she was a shvuya, which would have made him a chalal. She married a kayin. Would have made him a chalal. And would have made him a pasul. And the Gemara in Kedushin says that the Tanoim, who were alive in the time of Yana was the end of the second bayis, they were done on the status of Yana Yamela. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what was the case? What happened by Yana? Itray, the tray, what was the suffix of Shuza? If there were two witnesses who said that the mother was a Shuza, and two witnesses said she wasn't, so he should remain a puzzle. The Gemara says, if it was tray to tray, he should be a puzzle. So, Frech Rashi, what do you mean? What's the din by tray to tray? Yes, tray and tray, you go butter Hazaka. Frech Rashi on the Gemara, what do you mean? If it's tray to tray, give a chesed kasher and be machsher. So Rashi answers, Yanai never had a chesed kasher. From the moment he was born, he was an apostle. Since from the moment he was born, he was an apostle, he has no chesed kasher. That's why the Gemara said, "Itray the tray, if there were two against two, my father is the Sabka Sahani. How could you be Sabbath on the Machshirin? My Sahani, he shouldn't remain apostle." So we see from Rashi that Rashi holds chesed same Laimani Labani. Okay, how does he explain our Gemara? How does he explain? Over here, we pass in a mashuba, mashuba bita. And by Yanai, Rashi says that the child is possible. This is Taisus' kasha on Rashi. Taisus is this kasha on Rashi, both in Kedushin and in Ksubis Chavav on the day. He has the same kasha on Rashi. That Rashi holds Cheskesein Loi Mahani Labas. So Cheskesein Loi Mahani Labas, how do you explain our Gemara? And you explain our Gemara that Amashaba, Amashababita. So Tzvei Yeshua answered that Rashi learns Ori Shel Ha'ein Mahani Labas. The mother's Bari helps for the child. The mother says, I'm a Bari. And the Bari is believed. And Rashi learned the Bari is believed without Chazaka. Because of Eidechanem and Bisurim. The way we learned until today, we learned the last 2 days, that the reason the mother is believed is without a chazaka, the mother is believed because they don't know the Bisurim. So to say Yeshua, Rashi will go with that ma'alos, that the mother is believed because they don't know the Bisurim. And Bari Shalha'ein, Mahani Labad. The mother's Bari helps with the child. So that explains our Gemara. The Dibre HaMashar Ba, Mashar Bebita, the mother's Bari helps with the child. Mashayin came by Yanai, where the mother was dead already. The mother was no longer alive. fashion, Kedushin of the Parish, the mother was no longer alive at the time that they were being done the status of Yanai. So Mimela, since the mother wasn't alive, there was no bari. The mother didn't say anything. So therefore, Yanai remains possible. If it's Trey Betray, Yanai remains possible because Chetkes Ha'eim, like Mahani Labas, according to Rashi. And the bari of the Aim, there was no bari. So Mimela, this is Shitas Rashi in explaining the explaining this Gemara. This is the Peshua, the explanation of Rashi. So we have two pshat in our Gemara. One is Cheskasei Mahani Labas, which is what we call Pesach, the Rambam and the Ran, which is Hezbri and Svara. The second Mahalach is Bori Shel Ha'em Mahani Labas, which is the Peshua's Mahalach. And it's the explanation of Rashi Shu. There's a third Mahalach, which is Stipler, which is Simin Chav. Stipler goes through everything. So the Rashid and Peshua. He has a third Mahalach, which he writes, he found afterwards in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. And what forces him into a third Mahalach is that the Rush learns that the Bari of the mother is what works. The Rush and Tzvi Yochez says that the mother believed because of a bari, she believed. And the Rosh also talks about Chazaka by Yanei HaMelech, that a Chazaka should work. Therefore, we have to try to find a way that sometimes Chazaka works and sometimes bari works. So the Stifler has a very Mistavadik Mahalach. I suggest you look at it inside. It's Simil Chaf, Ibrahim Maslow, the Nira Raya. The Stakler says something which is Neira Say Nayim. It helps us for everything. The whole Sugya of Chesed Say Mahani Labas. Stakler says, now when do we say Chesed Say Mahani Labas? Only when the mother is here and we actually paskin based on the Chazaka. If the mother is here, and we render a psak based on the mother's chazaka, then the chazaka helps with the child. Masha'en kein, if the mother is not here, she's not alive, let's say, then we can't say cheskasei mahani labas if the mother is not here. What's the logic to that? What's the svara? So I would compare it to what I mentioned to you yesterday. The Rambam says that if someone eats chaylat, he has asra, he ate chaylat, or nadeva. Two people give him asra. They come to Bez. Bez and the SDA, then how do you know it's chaylat? So if now one aid comes and says it was chaylat, we're not going to give malchus. If after there was already Hasra and all, and Eid Echad comes now, and he says that it was Chaylev, you can't pass him based on an Eid Echad. Even if two witnesses saw needed, but if one Eid says it's Chaylev, you can't do that. You're passing Malchus on Eid Echad, you can't do that. Yet, if the Eid Echad came earlier, if the Eid Echad walks into bed, for whatever reason, and he says this is Neveva, or this is Chaylev, and then, after we register his psak, his Eid Echad Nema Bisur, he's Eid Echad, he's believed to say it's Nevela, or Chayla. After he says this psak, the Eid Echad Nema Bisurim, which in which case he's believed, now somebody goes and eats it, and there are two Eidim that he ate it with Asra, and now he gets Malchus. Why? Eid is only one Eid that says it's Chayla. The pshat is, the Torah said Eid Echad Nema Bisurim. Calls the man Eid Echad was saying Eid is on Isser, not on Einish. We accept this Tzak, and once we accept this Tzak, it remains a fact. It's an accepted fact that this is Chayla. Now, whatever happens later, that's based on this accepted Tzak. It's sort of Psak shall iser mahani la einshin. We have an argument. Ches to say mahani labar. So psak of iser helps la einshin. But the other case, the neidechot says that this woman is a grusha. Doesn't accept she's a grusha. Iser, she's not going to marry a kain. Not America. Now if she goes and marries a kain and has a child. Child to be a chayin. Even though making the child a chalal needs two aiden, but once we paskin based on an eid echad, because the eid echad and bisulin, the psak stands even for something else. But the Stipler and Rabbi Kiva Eger are saying is that it's a similar thing by cheskesei mahani labas. Cheskesei mahani labas means that in a case where we have already rendered a psak Gabi the mother had a shayla, she had a shayla, and we passed in, you're allowed to marry a kai. Why? Because she had a chesed kashrus. Once we passed in on the mother that she has a chesed kashrus, she's permitted to marry a kai. Cheskes a mahani labas means the psak based on the cheskes a that helps for the daughter. The Mela, if the mother is alive, comes to Bezin, Cheskesei Mahani Labas. If the mother is dead, as in the case of Yanai, so now there's no psak based on Cheskesei, so now Yanai is stuck. You have no psak based on a Chazaka. You need a psak based on Chazaka to help. There was no psak based on Chazaka, when there's no psak based on Chazaka. So what are we? Why is the Stipler saying the cheskesei mahani labas has a new touch? A psak of cheskesei helps for the child. It's got to be a psak bezdin. Once there's a psak bezdin, that will help for the child. Now we can go back to Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Ran, and understand them in this light. We can now say. Now really, everybody holds cheskesei mahani labas. Cheskesei mahani labas, why? We had a problem with Svara. The Svara is, the psak of cheskesei helps with the child. We said Rashi argues, because by Yanai Rashi holds that the child has no chazaka. That's not a kasha. You do not have to come onto the bari anymore. Now, the pshat is, that there's no psak on the mother, there's no psak on the mother, there's no psak on the child. So that the rush is sort of in between the other two ways to learn. I mean, the Stipler. It's the middle ground. Before the Stipler, the way that Yeshua learned, well, it's a shayla, Tosfos holds cheskesei mahani labas, and Rashi holds it. The way we're saying now, it's somewhere in between. The cheskesei helps with the child, but only where. Where there was a psak for the mother. Psak for the mother, the cheskesei helps for the child. By Yanai, there was no psak for the mother, there was nothing to help for the child. Because she didn't care. She didn't care. She married a kohen without his mishayla. And it was a suffix. The suffix is what she did was right. And only when Yanai came, that there was a nida. Mother would have asked the shayla, she would have been better off. Okay. Yeah.
So, but in the case of the mother
is in
divorce,
so we're not going to marry the child. So, what do you think?
We
pass
anyway, assuming she wasn't divorced.
Good question. That's just an answer. That, what do you do now in the case of Grusha? Let's say the woman is a Grusha, and now she's Mizana. So now there's no psak on the woman. She has no chazaka. She's a grusha already. So according to the Stipler, what should be? It should be that the bas is achinami. The bas won't work. Cheskesei mahani labas is only if there's a psak based on the chazaka. Stipler's explanation, just like if the mother is dead, a chazaka is not for the child. So if she's a grusha, I also shouldn't help the child. But now there's at least a little svara to it. We need the psak to make it then out to the child. There's no psak, it's a machayr in the name. So this is the union of Pesach Seim Ahani Labas. This is all not going with the Magid Mishnah. According to the Magid Mishnah, you don't have to come on to a phrase of Pesach Seim Ahani Labas. The reason the Basis believe this for a totally different reason, because it's Shtuki, and the Rabbanah with the Rabbanah, and the Bari of the mother helps to the child. That's according to the Magid Mishnah. So we have, so what are we doing? We have three Mahalkim. One mahalak is just to say the mother's chazaka helps always to the child. One has a mahalak to say it never helps. Only the mother's bari that helps to the child. Which would work with the Magid Mishnah. Hemnu Rabbanim Jarbanim, the mother's bari helps to the child. And then we have the stipler, which is in between, and the most logical of all the mahalakim that we're aware of is the mahalak of the stipler, Rabbi Kiv Eiger, that it works in this manner. Okay, so this is the Svara of Pesach Seim Ahani Labas. Look at the site where he brings other places in Shas where the type of Svara would work. I think I'll try to stick with it, these three Pshatim in the Gemara. Now this Gemara has ramifications, the Shef Shmeitzer. Those of you who've seen this probably stopped right away. I've spoken out in the past numerous times. Shef Shmeitzer's case with the seven behemoths that were shechted in the Beis HaShechita, and two and a half or three and a half were sold already, and they discovered tarfus in the stomach of one of the behemoths. They didn't know which one. And the psak was that called the parish, the ruba parish, the seven animals. One is treif, it's a kasher. Whatever was sold is kasher, and whatever is still in the store called kavua, cannot sell after dummy. Halacha Moshe Sinai, that old kavua we don't know what's right. So called kavua cannot sell after dummy. Whatever is in the store is treif. You don't have a right. And there was a whole sitzruch what to do with the half an animal that was in the store. Do we say that the half an animal that was in the store is aser, it's called kavua kenas dami after dami? Or should we say, no, the half that was parish is kosher, it's the same animal. The same animal had the same stomach. If the half that was parish is kosher, then the half which is still in the store also has to be kosher. A third possibility, should we say, well, if the half that's in the store is trey, that you're passing on the half that was parish that is tray. But there was a whole tzetzuch, and well, we spoke out numerous times in Shmaitzer Gimel, Paragimel, where he brings the sheet of the Prichadash, and said, it's not a problem, the half that parish is kosher, the half that here that's tray, and that's the correct sock, even though it's a stira, but whether or not they agree with me, what do you say? Rabbi doesn't agree with me, he said, Ain't lay a dime or a glying bill if it's the Yisrael has them. If you don't agree with me, then you're ignorant. So what's the problem? You have to parish is kosher, or kosher or parish. You have to appear as kosher. I have to steer it. We have a sotik. We have rules how we work with sake. It's called the parish is kosher and called kavua. That was the psak of the prichadash. And usually when we discuss this shmeitza and this prichadash, the reason we do that is to show this concept. That sark makes a vadai. Sark makes a sark, and the spirit doesn't matter. You have to parse, parse, you have to kavua, kavua. Today, we're going to go to Shmeitzer, the same Shmeitzer, the Paragdal. The Shmeitzer writes that after Eon, if he thought about this, he decided that it seems to him that the Prichadash is wrong. And that this Pesach was not sure everything is right. Rabbeinu Heschel, we called him, who said that everything is kosher is right. Now, this doesn't mean we have to scrap everything we talked about. The Prichadash is decided that a stira is not a problem is true. If it would work out to be a stira, it would be a problem. Because it could work out that way sometimes. But the Shmeitzer bases his his sack that everything is kosher. And how is the Gemara? And the din of Cheskes Ein Mahani Lepas. What is Cheskes Ein Mahani Lepas? It's saying that the mother is kosher because the chazak of the mother passed. Even though we don't know for sure. We don't know who the mother was designed with. But the chazak of the mother passed. Mahani Lepas. That helps the child to. Which means that if you have a suffix in two bodies, a mother and a daughter, and in one of the bodies, the child, you have no way of knowing the answer, you have no raya, and in the mother, you do have a way of knowing, the rayas of the mother could be used for the child. Zakt, the Shev Shmai, do the same thing here. The parish has a raya. The half of the animal, which is parish, has rayas, called the parish, move the parish. The half of the animal that was taken out of the butcher store is kosher because we have a sack of rice. The mela, the half which is in the butcher store, should help because the rive of the half that's outside should help for the rive that's inside, for the part that's inside. Just like Cheskes Ein helps for a bad. The Shemaita says, Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adit. Ruba is no worse than Chazaka, Ruba is stronger. So the chazaka of the mother helps for the baby. So why doesn't the rive of the half that's outside the butcher store help for the half that's in? The rive of the half that's outside says what? Says this animal had a stomach that was a kosher stomach. When we're down on the steaks that were sold, so what do? We think, we say, look, there were six animals with good stomachs, one animal with a hole in the stomach. Rive Paskins, that this steak, this piece of meat, was an animal that had a good stomach. That's a tzak. Once we have the tzak, so mahani the part that's in the butcher store. That the part which is in the butcher store also had a good stomach, and it was kosher. I was just going to ask. Why don't we say the reverse? You have to think about it. Why don't I say the reverse? The din of kavua on the part that's in the butcher store should pass it for the part that's outside the butcher store. That's all. Kavua, it's in the store. Is the half out? Is the half in? The half out is kosher because it's called the parish move the parish. The half that's in is trade in intelligence in the store. But kavua can have done after that. So this Rabbeinu Heschel said, what? But he's saying the half which is out passes for the half that's in. So why should the half that's out pass for the half that's in, and not the half that's in passing for the half that's out? Not here, but it's just the opposite. We're saying even though it's not here, the part which is already in the houses is going to pass it for what's here. Why is that better?
Therefore, we have.
You're asking a different question. You're not saying.
No, it's the reverse. It's like so here. The kavod is also for the one that has space. The one else has also space.
So how are you answering that?
So just say that we don't know which stomach is which animal.
So the part that's in the store is trade. That's your master.
I'm not asking because maybe first say that one outside passes this and one because you have more reason to say that it's kosher than it's straight because you don't know which stomach
it's a Zaytik Araya. It could go both ways. What you're saying is it could go both ways, so I have a Zaytik Araya, that'll be Mechriya. Yeah. This is a better answer. Okay, good. I was phrased slightly differently. To call the parish, we have a psak about. Called the parish, we're saying called the parish Maruba parish. We have a psak, the one that parish is kosher. Kol kavua. What is kol kavua? It doesn't say kol kavua is trade. Kol kavua kemetza al metza dami. Anything kavua is a suffix. So the one in the store is a suffix. The one out of the store has a psak. The Shmaita says the one that has a psak could pass it on the one that doesn't have a psak. One that's outside the store, which has a psak, should pass it on the one that's in the store that does not have a psak. You can't say do the reverse one that's in the store, which is a satik, should pass the one that down. But the one in the store has no psar. Kol kavua is also because mechta mechta, because it's a satik. So the name was not the Shev Shemaitza, that this Yisai, the Teskes Eim, Hani Labas, teaches us an idea that whatever it was already a psak about, the paskin about the matching or the thing that goes along with it, which there was no psak, because of the idea of Teskes Eim, Hani Labas. That's the Shemaitza's That's where the Shmaya to decide. What would happen in this case, if the meat that was sold is eaten already? If all the meat that was sold was already eaten, would the Shmaya still hold of his mahala? All the meat that was sold already eaten. And according to the Stipler, before the Stipler, I would say the Shmaitzer means it no matter what. Cheskes Eim, Hani Labas. Something is true for the mother, it's true for the child. So the same thing, true with the outside, true for inside. But according to the Stipler said, when do we say Cheskes Eim, Hani Labas? Only where there's a psak based on the chazak. Well, Yana's mother would still be around. But if Yana's mother was dead, we don't say Cheskes Eim Hani Labas where there's no psak on the Eim. And still, you don't say Cheskes Eim Hani Labas. Theoretically, in effect, but the mice is not. Never got a psak. No, I'm asking you, what happens if I sold it before I found the tray? I sold it, people ate it. Now I find the tray in the stomach. I'm asking you, maybe the case is only where the meat is still there. People bought the steak. They find a hole in the stomach. So people are asking Yeshiva, what do I do? So we're passing for them, call the parsha, little parsha, you're about to eat it. Stop. No, I didn't know. I didn't know the after shayla. I bought the steak. I didn't know this show. Otherwise, I couldn't have bought it. I'd taken it away to the kriya. So when I went to butcher's, I didn't know the shayla. I took it out. Now they find all in the stomach. Now I ask the rabbi shayla. He says, "Call the parsh meruba parsh." So I said, "Fine, I'm mutter." And then the shmaita says, "Since it's mutter here, the other half is mutter too." Good. But what happens if the steak is already eaten? So if you learn Cheskes Eim Hani Labas without the Stipler, the Pashto way to learn, so it's always with it. Chazaka of the mother also the child. But according to the Stipler's Mahalach, according to the Stipler's Mahalach, you need a Psak Lamaisa based on Kol Parsh in order for it to help for the Bas, so to help the other hand. There's no issue to tshuva. So let's go through the tshuva. Why if they cooked it in a pot, it would be a shot down the kasha of the pot, it would be red. If it's chaylev, then there'd be a karma kasha. If they would, no other, lapsha ain't by karma, there's no karma kasha. Only it's a lapsha ish by karma, chaylev, which is just stand a shot of traces, there's no... No carbon. Why? Why is the tshuva enough of a reason? Does that paskin if people have to do tshuva? I don't know. So you're saying that maybe even if it's eaten, Bezdin would have to paskin if it was traced in order to know not to do tshuva. It's called parsh rule parish. Not to do tshuva. So it's not convenient. Perhaps the Shmaitzer is more
interesting. Right.
that the word you're saying is not chazaka, what you mean is it's an assumption, kasha. Chazaka means it started off kasha. Here was the specific of the word ever kasha. Since you didn't know. The same Annie Labas and the butcher store, the Dimion. You might find a hole in it, a different real. What's the difference between the same Annie Labas and the chazak of the meat that didn't need it here? The chazak of the meat should help the other meat. So then Koshke, Mada, for two people, that's the same Annie Labas, wasn't longer. Shari Yesher likes the Pichadash, which I told you all along. Shari Yesher is very happy to say that the Pesach is a Vaday, it's not a Sira. Shari Yesher says that the whole Sugya of Peskis A Mahani Labas is only true where the second Shaila was born from the first Shaila. In other words, this child is puzzled because the child was born from the mother. The mother caused the Tailada, the second child, to come to the world. The only time we say Cheskisei Mahani Abbas, according to Reb Shimon, is where the first Shaila gave birth to the second child. Since the mother was Mizana with someone, we don't know with whom, and she became pregnant, therefore she gave birth. So the second Shaila is the Tailada, born from the first Shaila. So there we say Cheskisei Mahani Abbas. Hashem came in the case of the butcher store, the two equal halves of the animal. One half which was sold, one half which was in the store. No one half gave birth to the other half. It's the same child which appears in two locations at the same time. You find a hole in the stomach, at the very same moment, the same child appears in two locations. It's not the Tailada. Reb Shimon holds, we only say Cheskisei Mahani Labas, where the second Shaila is B'Tailada from the first Shaila. Not in the case where you just have two independent Shailas, two separate Shailas. So that now we have a new page to this old Prichadash that we've spoken about numerous times. Prichadash all along was talking about this lumdis of whether you can say things that are seer. We accept you're allowed to say things that are astira physically, that we have no problem with that. There's no problem. Everyone knows. Being a shvashis, and malacha deraisa, you're not allowed to do, because it might be night, sub-deraisa chumma. And malacha derabanan, you're allowed to do, malacha tzaira, because it might be day. Night's astira. Night is not day, and day is not night. But that's why we paskin. We paskin, when we have sake, we can paskin things that are a contradiction. If you don't agree with that, ein lecha yadayim rablayim into that. That we accept. Not going back on that. The question is, we have this new rule of Cheskisei Mahani Labas. The Shech Shmaita understands this to mean that anytime you have a psak on A, it passes for B. Anytime two things are probably Zeb is there, a psak on one thing, it passes for the second thing. The Shech Shmaita understands. Shari Yasha says, no, don't go jumping to new conclusions. Then do we say the psak of one helps for the other only when it's the Tailada? Only the one is born from the second. And not in a case where it's just two shaylos that come up simultaneously. Come up at the same time. Mela, all the types of cases you would have would be totally in this. But Shimon in Shari Yesher, the piece I gave out, goes into a Mishnah Taharis, which is a very similar case. You have a geiseis, a man who's dying. Let's say he's in the house, and they call Hatzalah, and they come to the house, and they don't know if he's dead or alive, but they quickly take him into the ambulance, and they take him to the hospital. They get to the hospital, he's dead. So in the house, he was suffic mace, and in the ambulance, he was suffic mace. So in the house, it's suffic tumma, which should say yachid, which is Tame. In the ambulance, the Rebbe Bishus Arabin, the Bishus Arabin is Tame. So it should follow. And in the house, we assume he was dead. And in the ambulance, we assume he was alive, which is not likely. Once he was dead in the house, he couldn't be alive in the ambulance. What do you do in this case? So, I'm not going to go through the whole Shev Shmaita, which you should try to go through. I know some of you are barely keeping up with the Gemara Rashi Taisus, but the Shev Shmaita wants to be part of this, and now we're Sugya of Chesed Seima Hani Labas. The Shaila should be the same idea. Do we say Chesed Seima Hani Labas, that we should say Yavit Shepasim, he's dead, even we should say Haram. The whole comparison again is only the Shev Shmaita and Shitasa. Quite Rav Shimon, and Rav Shachin. One thing is not put to love of the other, it's just 2 seconds. Something about it in the house, and something about it in the inner. Okay. Tomorrow is a very Thursday. We have to meet our quota. I'd like to cover some ground. So please get to the next sugya. The important places in the next sugya is places Chada de Kamaida. It's just a shot in the Gemara. There's a shot in the Gemara. So there are 2 chadas from both of them. The second one is the one I'm referring to. Okay, please put in the time and effort to keep up with the problem.